ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be looking at a very interesting question. This question is about the 190th verse of Surah Araf. In Surah Araf, verse 190, we read the following. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. فَلَمَّا آتَاهُمَا صَالِحًا جَعَلَ لَهُ شُرَكَى. When we give them, the two, a righteous child, those two, set up partners for him. They set up partners for God. Some people, keeping in mind the fact that a portion of the verse preceding this verse is about Hazrat Adam, the Prophet Adam, and his wife Eve, some people have said that this perhaps refers to the fact that when God gave Adam and Eve a child, those two became polytheists or became idolaters, and they began to set up partners for God. At the same time, we know that this is not something which is suitable for the station of prophecy and Nubuwwat, and we know that all of the prophets are, it's our belief that all the prophets are infallible, so we have to somehow interpret this verse in such a way which is compatible with the station of their infallibility. So in order to answer this question, we can say that this verse is not referring to a specific person, a specific set of parents, a specific mother and father. Rather, it's referring to human beings in general. It says that in general, people, when two people get married and they want a child, you know, if they're God-fearing people, they believe in God, you know, they pray to God that God give them a righteous child. And you know, at that time, they're very religious, they're very God-centric. They are not ghafil and forgetful of God. But when they are given the child, even if he's righteous, they begin to forget God. They begin to, compromise their religious beliefs for what is, in their opinion, the benefit of the child. It happens a lot. So here, first of all, the pronouns are not referring to two people in particular. Rather, every parent and every set of parents, every mother and father. And the shirk is not, the literal form of shirk, but rather a practical form of shirk. And, you know, the thing that kind of reinforces the propriety and correctness of this interpretation is the end of the verse. In the end of the verse, God Almighty says, فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. So God is above that, above the shirk that they do. Here the pronouns are in the plural. The pronouns are in the plural. And this clearly indicates that previously the shirk that was being performed was not being performed by two people in particular. Rather, all mothers and fathers in general, right? And therefore, we can't say that if the God was specifically referring to two people in particular, he would have said, فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ أَمَّا أَشْرَكَ. May God be above what those two, the shirk that those two did, and then they performed, right? Right, so this is kind of a clue in the verse that indicates that this is not referring to Adam and Eve, rather other people. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at Surah Araf, verse 190, and its meaning. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.